The New Hampshire State Police Director, Colonel Robert Quinn, did not name the New Hampshire trooper who has been relieved of duty without pay. But he told reporters,
I want the public and law enforcement personnel to know that the Division of State Police does not condone the unjustified use of force, and it will not be tolerated.
Massachusetts State Police has also relieved one trooper from duty pending the outcome of an internal hearing on Friday. Quinn called Wednesday's events disturbing and says the New Hampshire State Police will conduct an internal investigation. He says they will also cooperate with New Hampshire Attorney General's criminal investigation into what appears to be police repeatedly punching a man already on his hands and knees. Senior Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Strelzin is heading up that case.
Our office is going to be conducting a criminal investigation to determine what force was used last night in Nashua, by whom, and whether it was appropriate under the law.
Both governors condemned any excessive use of force. The chase began around 4 Wednesday afternoon in northern Massachusetts. Police there sought to apprehend a 50-year-old white male named Richard Simone of Worcester. He was wanted on multiple warrants, including assault, larceny, and battery with a dangerous weapon. When the chase crossed into New Hampshire, state and local police joined the pursuit, first in Hudson and then in Nashua. It ended on a dead-end street. Helicopter news footage shows Simone there, stepping out of his truck, kneeling and putting his hands on the ground. Then a group of officers surround him and at least two punch him multiple times. In court Thursday morning in Nashua, Simone opted to waive his extradition hearing. His New Hampshire attorney, Tony Scalambrini, faced a crowd of reporters in front of the courthouse.
Mr. Simone looks forward to going back to Massachusetts and handling these charges there. That's all I have to say.
Scalambrini says defendants often choose to waive extradition hearings. After that, the process moves quickly. More protracted, perhaps, will be the investigations into whether Simone is not just a defendant and a fugitive from justice, but also a victim of police brutality. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.